Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking
joint venture agreements. Joint venture agreements have become part of our commercial fiber. With more and more businesses collaborating, there's a need for agreements to regulate these collaborations. It is very important as a business or person entering into a collaboration that you understand how these agreements work, how they're construct, and how they are constructed. I have with me Nicolene Schumann-Lowe to walk us through these agreements. So Nicolene, just quickly, could you tell us what joint venture agreements are?
Certainly. Joint venture agreements are agreements whereby a collaboration is essentially reduced to writing. And in these collaborations, it's usually characterized by a number of aspects, such as shared ownership or shared profits, shared risks as well, and then, of course, shared governance. So decision-making and all the bells and whistles that goes along with that. So it's crucially important that these agreements are not blindly put together.
So what parties would we find part of these joint venture agreements?
Well, traditionally, it's usually two people, but it could be more. And it could be people who wish to collaborate perhaps on a project or a specific transaction where they've got different but complementary skill sets or offerings as such. And in that way, it would make sense perhaps for a division of the risks, and also then to ensure that both parties work together towards possibly exploring a merger of sorts. So maybe a situation of dating before one gets married in the business context, of course. And it can happen across any industry. It's not industry specific. We've seen it in the construction industry. We've seen it across the services industry. And it's really been something that has been with us for a long time. But it's crucially important to reduce all of these aspects properly in writing and to consider it.
So what risks would be involved with such an agreement, and what clauses should one include in the agreement to guard against the risks?
Well, I think let's start at the beginning. It's important to ensure that you encapsulate the parties that would be collaborating with one another correctly. In other words, is it a question of a personal collaboration between individuals, or is it a question of collaborating between organizations such as companies or closed corporations or other corporate structures? And once you've encapsulated that correctly, to ensure that, you know, the necessary authorities are there to sign the agreement and so forth. So pretty much standard in terms of any other agreement businesses would enter into. Then to look at core things such as responsibilities, who will be doing what, which skill sets do the individual parties have that they'll be leveraging from in the collaboration, and what is expected. The practicalities, really. Will we have meetings? How will we have meetings? How often will the meetings be? Who will be taking minutes and distributing them? How will we take decisions? Who has power of signature on the legal documents, etc.? So really all the practicality surrounding how this is actually going to work, practically speaking. And then to ensure that you consider all the eventualities in regards to risks. So for example, if you are collaborating on a 50-50 basis, but your joint venture partner is possibly the one controlling all the financial aspects, what you would do if you need to pay any supplier you have engaged in, and perhaps if there's a hold up on the payment from your partner's side. So really to look at all the angles of potential risk and to accommodate for it, or to ensure that you put measures in place to limit your risk as far as is possible. But at the end of the day, clarity is key. People need to ensure that their expectations and what they've agreed actually align 100% with one another, and that everyone understands those aspects exactly in the same way.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za, or If you need the services of an attorney, go to skoemanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.